Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. For you are like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Now I see. Isn't it a wonderful relief when it finally dawns on you? You could never understand why something so terrible had happened, but now you get it. The suffering begins to make sense. It's as if the veil has been lifted, and all the darkness has turned to light. The Old Testament believer Joseph had endured a lifetime's worth of such darkness. His lousy brothers had sold him into slavery. His Egyptian master's wife had falsely accused him, prompting his master to throw him into prison. He was separated from his beloved father for years, forced to live in a strange land. One miserable day of suffering after another. And then it happened. God filled him in on the why. The whole region was struck by famine. By that time, Joseph was second in command in all Egypt, in charge of distributing the stored up food, when who should show up but his hungry brothers? Joseph could hardly contain himself. But it wasn't the feeling of revenge that got him choked up. It was his thankfulness. Joseph finally understood the reason for all that suffering. He said to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." For Joseph, it was worth it in the end. Joseph's suffering to save his family from hunger was nothing compared to Jesus' suffering to save the world from sin and death. But Jesus, too, understood that his suffering would be worth it in the end and for all eternity. And that goes for our suffering as well. We might not understand it now, but God has a good reason for it. As St. Peter reminds us, our suffering has the divine purpose of inducing straying sheep like you and me into the safe and saving arms of our Good Shepherd Jesus. St. Peter wrote, "You were like sheep going astray. Now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." And one day, we will see that this will make our suffering worth it in the end. Jesus, help me see your loving purposes even in my suffering. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.